I know.
It was. I was going.
Last case.
Five.
11, 21-856. Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
Sheriff, can you please identify yourself for the record, spelling your last name indicating the authority you're representing today, and can you please identify your witness as well?
Detective Joseph Legan, Stratford Police Department, last name spelled L-E-G-E-N. This is Detective Santoro, S-A-N-T-O-R-O.
Okay. Detective, would you like to make an opening statement?
Sure. The appellant was originally denied on suitability. However, in between the time of application and denial, after that time frame, he was arrested, and there is a pending arrest, which includes a disqualifier.
Sheriff, would you like to make an opening statement?
Hi, I'm Michael B. Jacob.
You don't have to tell us your name, but it's up to you. You may remain anonymous, but it's entirely up to you.
Opposed to the appeal, when I did get denied, I was not told until I personally called Stratford Police Department and inquired why I haven't received anything. When I did reach out to them, they at that point then sent me an email that was dated wrong. It was way after 90 days for the appeal, and they're just telling me it was because of my background. I haven't had any convictions. The pending case right now is going through AR. I was a passenger in a vehicle. A friend of mine made a mistake, which I had to take with him. Opposed to that, I don't have any convictions. I live in Stratford my whole life.
Thank you, sir. Detective, you may proceed with your case.
Okay. So we'll start with the pending arrest, which is for breach of peace and threatening second. The detective was actually the arresting officer in that incident, which the arrest was the 12th of October, but the incident actually occurred in the 10th of November. So first off, Detective, did this case here on the from the 10th of September of 2022, did it result in an arrest?
It did.
How did you go about the arrest? Was it in that day? Was it done through a warrant?
An arrest warrant was applied for.
So you felt there was probable cause for your investigation to apply for an arrest warrant, correct?
I did.
And court also believed there was enough to sign that arrest warrant?
Yes.
Can you just take us through what happened and transpired that day?
I was still in patrol at the time. I was called to meet a complainant at an intersection for a road rage incident. A female and her boyfriend were in a vehicle, said they accidentally cut somebody off. That person in that vehicle cut them off, stopped their vehicle in traffic. Both parties that were in that vehicle that stopped them in traffic got out of their vehicles. The operator stayed near his driver's door. The passenger approached their vehicle. There was words exchanged.
Who was the passenger in that vehicle?
The passenger was later identified as the appellant.
Sorry, did you?
There was words exchanged, some threats, and both parties were later identified and interviewed. Both admitted to having been there and some threats being exchanged. Arrest warrants were applied for.
Okay. Do you remember, do you recall the victim, did she ever say that there was any type of weapon displayed or anything like that?
Right. The female operator and her boyfriend was the passenger seat. They said as the passenger of the vehicle, the appellant, re-entered the vehicle, his shirt was lifted, exposing a black semi-automatic.
And that passenger being the appellant, correct?
Yes.
And did the appellant say he had a firearm on him, or no?
He said he did not.
Through your investigation, was there later determined to actually have been a firearm in the vehicle at that time?
The operator of the vehicle does have a firearms permit and said that he was carrying his concealed weapon that day.
But he said the appellant did not have
He said that the appellant did not have a weapon.
So that's it for that, the pending arrest. And so further back into the history, the appellant in 2014 also did apply for a pistol permit. He was denied due to the fact that he was an unlawful user at that time for marijuana. There's also another incident in 2015, conflict of story between a witness and the appellant's employer. So on 11/15/2015, officers responded to an area where they had reports of males beating another male with a pistol. The appellant was listed as a possible suspect in this case. The witness observed three males. A car pulled up. Three males approached the car. Two got into the car. He witnessed one in the passenger's or the passenger seat start to strike the person with a silver handgun. The person in the back grabbed the seatbelt allegedly and started choking the person. The witness alleged the applicant here approached on the driver's side, tried opening the door, and began striking the driver of the vehicle. The driver of the vehicle was pulled out. He had a baggie in his hand, a black bag that the witness said could have been possible narcotics. So the witness there called out the appellant's first name and he turned around. However, later investigation, they asked the appellant's employer and the employer said that he was at work during that time. So again, no arrests were made in that. It was just a conflict of stories, so to speak. So the 2014 was erased, but that was part of the reason, that was a marijuana infraction, I believe, and that was part of the reason why he was denied, because it was a mixed hit for at that time for the unlawful user of a controlled substance. 2013, arrested for unregistered misuse, operating without a license, no insurance. 2010, again, operating unregistered, no registration, no insurance. In 2009, the appellant was operating, charged for operating a motorcycle without a permit. It was a dirt bike. They were riding a high rate of speed, reckless manner, and when they eventually got stopped, they actually, after attempting to flee from officers, the appellant was later found to be in possession of a backpack, which contained a wallet and oxycodone, which allegedly was for the person, I believe, he had on the bike or with him, but he was not charged with it. And then it's just other stuff is just juvenile arrest as well. That's all we have for his history.
Sir, do you have any questions of either detective?
Yes. When I got denied, the pending case wasn't even there yet.
Right.
So I was denied prior to that.
Right.
So this is just a new thing to add on there. So opposed to why I was denied was from the 2015 incident we were claiming. And the weed or the marijuana, which was Nolly. And 2015, as you stated, I was at work. Also, the detectives came to my house.
Sir,
they looked at my.
Can you ask a question?
We
have to have a record where you're asking a question. If you could let him answer, like, sound like a compound question, so maybe one question at a time.
The 2015 apply if I was stated punches on camera at work? How would that apply to me?
Because it's still a report in our system that we had. And there was a witness saying they called your name, you turned around, they saw you, but your employer said you were at work. There was two conflicting statements, not enough for an arrest.
Correct. So how is that held against me if I wasn't tried or convicted of that?
Because it didn't absolutely say that you weren't there. It says that there wasn't enough for an arrest.
But it also doesn't say I was there. Because off of my end, when I was questioned about it, I proved I wasn't there.
I believe we're saying the same thing.
Is that it for your questions? Okay. Does the board have any questions of either detective? Seeing none. Any other witnesses, detective? Okay, sir, you may tell us what you'd like us to know.
I do remember the 2015 incident. Who could forget a bunch of detectives coming to your home saying that you're involved in such a thing. I was very compliant. I told them exactly where I was. I proved it. Opposed to the pending case, when I spoke to the arresting officer, I actually have a recording too of our conversation. He assured me that I didn't do anything besides breach of peace for that, because I wasn't supposed to get out the vehicle. When I got out the vehicle was to get the guy back in the vehicle who was making a mistake at the time. So opposed to the threatening and the breach of peace that's pending now, which I am going to court for it. It'll be expunged in 6 months, what my lawyer had told me. Opposed to that, it's kind of he say, she say, opposed to how I feel of why I'm being denied of my permit. Yes, growing up, I love cars. I sell cars. I couldn't register all of them. To drive through while selling it to, yeah, I threw a plate on there. Every time something happened, I'm very compliant. When the arresting officer went to the other person's house, they said that they're looking for me. As soon as I heard that, I contacted the traffic police, and I was in there the next morning. I called out of work, and I handled it as I was supposed to. He said he didn't have enough to arrest me, that he's building a case. Then he built his case, and they called me saying, hey, you gotta come in. So I went in, and I got basically charged for threatening and breach of peace due to a mistake my buddy did, which is 2 blocks away from my house. And just to give you a little insight, we were leaving my house to go to Home Depot to get mulch. Wasn't hanging out, wasn't out trying to have a blast, wasn't drinking, there was nothing in the vehicle. So again, even that little incident, didn't even think anything of it. He did some poor judgment speaking to people, such he did, but opposed to me being charged the same way as him for being a passenger in a vehicle, when the report clearly says, one, I didn't get next to the car, and then it says I opened the door. And if I'm standing on the other side of the guy's car, which is tinted, I don't know how they could see through all that to see what I have on my person. So I think it's a little excessive on the statement they wrote. I get it. They're afraid of how my friend spoke to them. They wanted us arrested. The lawyer told me that they don't want to stop until we're arrested. So I get it, you know, especially with everything going on in the world, people do get afraid of things. But to say that I'm not, you know, enabled to carry a permit or a handgun solely because of marijuana or a false allegation back in 2015, I don't really see that as being justified. And opposed to the pending case, I have proof right here of the AR that's being put in. I have court on the 17th next week, stating that the AR is going to be accepted within 6 months. If you would like to grant me a 6 months grace period to come back and show you guys that it's been dismissed, I can do that too.
No, we don't continue cases for pending criminal matters.
Okay.
I meant to ask you, Detective, you stated the passenger had lifted the shirt lifted, I think is what you said. Was there an indication of whether the shirt just lifted because somebody was sitting down, or it was lifted on purpose?
The victims claimed that it was an intentional act.
Okay. Was a firearm ever recovered?
A firearm was never recovered. I didn't speak to the appellant and the operator of the vehicle until the next day.
Investigation was set on the street of Biscayne, which the officers did go around asking the surrounding neighbors, which all of them claimed I did not have a gun on me.
We don't have that case report?
I have it right here.
No.
The statement?
I'm asking. Oh, okay. You didn't supply that case report with this?
I have a copy of it. I didn't actually complete the packet. If you guys would like it,
I'm just curious. And same thing, we didn't get a copy of his application.
Or the denial letter?
Yeah.
So if I can get Detective Crosby to speak on that was an issue that... It was a records issue.
Well, we're going on it. Let's get her in a minute. You can come up, but do you have Cross for the appellant?
I do. So you guys were driving to Home Depot, and the car cut you off?
almost killed some kids because of that.
So then you guys turned around. It was dangerous, obviously. So you guys turned around and decided to pursue the vehicle.
I'm not driving.
Correct. Did you ever tell your friend, don't do this?
If I'm not driving, just like me telling you to stop talking right now, you're not going to listen. But if I'm telling him, hey, you're going a little excessive with this, and he proceeds to get out of the vehicle, if you see the statement, I didn't get out the car right away. When I felt like he was overdoing it, I said, hey, we need to get out of here.
So did you tell him, hey, let's not do this?
Yes, multiple times.
And what he said, no? So now he's his own person. He's driving the car, absolutely. So he gets out of the car, and the report says he's going to be, quoting, beat their asses. You're in charge of your own actions. Did you stay in the car?
No.
Why not?
To get him back in the vehicle, because I was afraid that he was going to take it too far. I saw him approaching the vehicle. I know what's going to happen, so I didn't want anything happening. I think I told you, arresting officer, I stood my distance on purpose because of the situation I grew up in. I know where to stand and how to speak to people because I don't want to hear that I threatened anybody. Remember the conversation we had?
I do.
Okay.
Big stack.
I got you.
So, like I said, you're responsible for your own actions. He has his own actions. If he's going to do something stupid, have no part of it. That's the way that I would perceive it. And I know you say you follow the law and everything like that. So when you were on the dirt bike, did you run from the police when they were trying to stop you guys?
In 2009, when I was a child, I was afraid they were going to hit me off the bike.
You were a child carrying a backpack with oxygen.
Because of whoever else it was, okay.
Again, with the company that was keeping.
Is that why it was appealed, the permit?
All right, yeah, he's asking the questions. Let's keep it like that.
This all goes to, it's not just doing stupid stuff when you were a kid. There's documented cases going out throughout the years of similar behavior or involvement in other incidents like that.
So what was the question?
The question was, did you run from the police when you were on the dirt?
No, I was behind the building when he got me. I parked the car, the vehicle. If you look up the statement, pretty says so, right? I was sitting right there waiting. Why would I run so they could hit me off the bike?
I don't know what the report says.
I'm telling you what happened. That's all.
That's it for cross. Does the board have questions of the appellant?
I do.
Sinetti.
I want to excuse me. I want to get this straight. So you're saying under oath that you, at this latest incident, you never produced a gun, didn't show a gun, never lifted your shirt,
no,
never threatened anybody,
never.
How close were you to the other car?
I stood literally at the back door of his vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
So if the vehicle was, well, let's say 8 feet away, the front of it, he blocked it off, so it's basically sideways on one of the lanes.
Right.
I did not proceed anywhere past the vehicle, and I did that on purpose.
Okay.
Which I told you right now, sir. I was not getting close to them.
If there's an incident where there's a possible road rage thing going on because somebody cutting somebody off, if people get out of a car and they approach the other car, can't you interpret that as being a threat?
Of course.
Okay.
But like I said, I told the arresting officer, I am wrong for getting out of the vehicle, but that's about it. I didn't exchange any words. All I told them was, you could have killed those kids that were standing there with the car wash. That was it. And I told my friend of mine, get back in the car. We're leaving now.
You think the other people in the other car heard you say you could have killed those kids?
Oh, they didn't.
They heard that?
They heard it.
Okay.
Even in the statement, they said they were distracted from the kids waving the car wash on.
Okay. Thank you.
Other questions by the board? Sir, do you have any other witnesses?
Not here today, no.
Okay. Detective, you wanted to ask questions of the new witness?
Oh, this was just regarding the application packet and why.
Okay. Can we identify the witness for the record?
Detective Crosby, CROSBY, Stratford. So the file containing his application could not be found in our records division. I searched, my records clerk searched, so I did compile a new one. The report, though, for Detective Santoro should have been included in the scan that I sent back. So I don't have his application, but I do have everything else that I compiled together.
We are sure he applied, right?
Yes.
Okay. And the denial letter is lost?
Denial letters.
Yeah,
you should have that. Yep.
Oh,
we have it.
right here, if you guys see.
Could we just take a look?
And then this is just another copy of the second page.
Are you with him?
Yes.
He can call you as a witness if you want.
Okay. You don't have to.
Yeah, I'll call. She knows everything too, so.
May I?
You can come up.
Well, they get another witness, you get another witness.
Yeah.
Do people want to see this?
Yeah, I'd like to see it.
You mind if I read it?
Sorry if I stole your last book.
Oh, that's okay.
It wasn't.
I'm good. That's what it's there for.
I like chucked it back there.
Regarding the incorrect date?
Yes, I can speak to that. So you'll see that one that you have on top there is handwritten. That has the actual date of denial, which I believe is 2/15/21 up at the top there. The page behind it is the letter that our lieutenant sends out from records. It's kind of just like a template. I do believe he just forgot to change the date on it. But the handwritten one is the recommendation. Well, not really the recommendation, that's the final decision.
And both of those documents you received, sir?
I didn't receive any until I called in, and the only one I did receive is the one with the wrong.
Well, I was wrong in taking that without showing that to him. Let's make sure we pass that to him, sure that is the right.
U.S. Postage, I know everything that comes in my mailbox, so I actually have proof within that month I didn't receive anything to that same
address. Can you just verify that's what you received?
Thank you.
Right, with the mistake.
Are these two separate?
No, they're the same.
I think they're two separate.
One is one that you submitted with the red circle on it, and the other is just from our
records. Oh, okay, so this is the one that we submitted, this is the one.
The other handwritten one is not one that we generally send out. Okay. We send out the form letter, which just happens to have the wrong date. That other one is...
Yeah, I never received this one.
You wouldn't, because that doesn't go to you.
Okay. Yeah, I only received this after I called Inquire.
Okay. Pass that back for Detective. I'm going to need to make that part of the record. I'm assuming you still have copies. Okay.
Sir, do you recall the date that you called the police department?
I don't have it with me right now. I have the actual dates that I did call, but not with me right now.
Was it before or after the date on the letter?
No. When I received that, I had already called. Like, so when they actually issued that, it was a couple days prior. I was like, hey, is there any status on my permit? And they were like, well, hang on, we got to transfer to someone else. And I got transferred to someone else. And they told me on the phone I was denied. And then shortly after, I got that mail.
So it was in February of 2020 that you called?
No. That date is completely wrong.
So everything with that is wrong? He submitted, am I sorry? I don't know when I'm
allowed to speak. So that's what I'm asking. Approximately when did you call inquiring about the status of your application?
It was 3 months after I submitted the application. So if I submitted it 9/4/2020 is when I got fingerprints, so.
That was when you submitted the original.
Yeah.
So the original.
All right, the question is directed to him, so let him answer.
Like 3 months after the 9/6
December.
So in December.
Yeah, December, January of 21.
When you called and you received the letter several days later?
Correct.
That's a discrepancy of months then. If you called
right,
in
and
December,
it was actually
dated in February.
Postmarked.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
After the 90-day appeal grace period.
Can anybody explain that?
As
far as what?
Yeah, what
is long date? He called inquiring in December and received the letter several days later, yet the date on the letter is and
so
date on your internal file.
When you called, you're saying you called in December?
Roughly. I don't know the exact date, but I know that's how I got it. It's because I called you guys.
Okay. So it was before, you said it was before January?
Correct.
And you were told you were denied?
Yes.
Okay. Through the background, everything, trying to get extra records and stuff like that, this report actually was not submitted to my lieutenant until January, I believe, 14th. So if he talked and he told he was denied, that's inaccurate. I forwarded it to my lieutenant on 1/14/21. So if he called in December or before January, as he said, and told he was denied, that information wasn't available.
It'll be after.
And when did he apply?
He applied
September 4th, 2020.
But isn't the issue, he was denied, he was notified, he was denied at some point, right?
Yes.
Right.
The issue is on the letter sent to him, they did put 2020 instead of 2021.
The date's wrong on the letter.
That's
wrong.
The rest of the information in it was accurate.
I'll take that. Do you want all of these copies?
Yep, those are all going to Nancy. Those are all part of it.
Oh, you just looking for...
And you have other originals in your file?
Yes.
You haven't given us your own copies?
No. New file.
Yeah, and you have no idea what happened to his application?
I would love to know. I am probably the most organized person you'll meet. However, I was not a part of records back then, so it's very, I mean, we process a lot of applications. I'm sure they lost it. I searched, I checked our vault. I could not find it. So I reached out to the board. I got the information that they had it sent to me. I re-pulled all of the files I could, reprinted everything, but there are just some things that are original copies that I can't find. I'm sure I'll find it tomorrow.
Sir, do you have questions for the detective regarding what she just testified to? Does the board have any other questions of this detective? Sir, did you want to call another witness?
Just her.
Well, if you're a witness.
Oh, okay. So
he's calling you as a witness. Yes. Okay. Did you take the oath?
Yes.
Okay. Can you please identify yourself for the record?
My first name is Amber. Last name Klinko, K-L-I-N-K-O.
Can you spell that one more time for me?
Yeah, K-L-I, and it's a Nancy K-O.
Go ahead.
My issue is with the discrepancy of the original denial letter. I work for the United States Postal Service, so I'm trained to be able to see things with the mail and notice when something's sent, things like that. So the postmark date of the letter that was sent to him was May 24th of 2021, and the denial letter was February 19th of 2020. He didn't submit his application until September 4th of 2020. So the discrepancy, not only, even if they put February
2021.
Of 2021, you didn't mail that out until May 24th of 2021, making him ineligible to be able to do the 90-day appeal. So that's really where my discrepancy is with wondering, you know, again.
I don't think that's an issue, though, because the appeal is being heard.
The reason why the appeal is being heard is he submitted it, but originally one of the things was that after then, you only have 90 days to be able to submit it, so he had to write it. So my issue, like I said, is just about that discrepancy between.
Yeah, I don't think that's even an issue.
Yeah, we're here.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure that he would have made this aware of it prior.
I don't think it's relevant, but does anybody have any questions of this witness? Anybody? Okay. Do you have any other witnesses? Did we finish? We finished questioning everybody, right?
Yes.
Okay. Sir, do you have a closing statement you'd like to make?
Not really.
Okay. Detective, would you like to make a closing statement?
He's going to get an AR. It's not saying not guilty. There's still an admission of guilt there. And as of right now, it's still a pending arrest for a disqualifier. You know, it is a serious accusation that was made, and there was admitted to be a firearm in the vehicle. So the chief and deputy chief would hope that this decision was upheld.
I mean, can I say something?
No.
I just have one question. I'm going to ask.
Now the facts are really split.
Yeah, didn't I asked if a fire alarm was recovered, and you said no.
Correct. I did not say that, but what happened
In your closing, you said something about a firearm.
There was admitted to be through his friend. His friend admitted he has a permit and he had a gun on him that day. So a gun
Okay,
was
I don't
in
think
vehicle.
That came in previously.
Well, you got to respond now. Okay.
Okay.
Did
Sorry.
You have something to say to that?
Oh, he answered it for me.
Oh, okay.
Okay, all right. I didn't. All right. I sort of missed that.
I didn't hear.
We were all under the impression there's no gun in the car. Mm-hmm. And then in the closing, he said it was admitted there was a gun in the car. He just answered that the driver admitted there was a firearm in the car.
I think what he said in the testimony was no gun was recovered.
Right.
Yes. Yeah.
That's where we all got confused.
The person admitted they had a gun there, but no gun was recovered.
And how does that incriminate the appellant?
That is for you to decide.
Yes.
The only issue that I see right now here is that he has one charge that is potentially disqualifying him from possessing firearms. The other frivolous stuff of the constructive denial issues, and I'm sure Stratford can look within their hearts and see that they have a little tightening up to do. Other than that, that's the only thing that is hanging is that threatening.
The way I look at it, I'll say the same thing.
A threatening second, which is an automatic disqualifier.
I thought we were doing ours.
Yeah, that's what I was asking for.
No, he has closing argument.
Could I have
his
a clarification of the pending charge?
Oh, I missed that. I apologize.
Could I have a clarification of the pending charges against the appellant?
Threatening
second. Could I try to explain?
Yes.
As Ms. Johnson already said, first of all, I don't see how this board can issue a permit to someone with a pending disqualifier. And I know it's next week, it's probably an AR, probably be dismissed, but the board can't judge that, in my opinion. With the pending disqualifier right now, I don't see how we could issue the permit. And add to that that disqualifier involves a road rage incident with a gun. We're really not here to try the facts, but it's up to the court to do that. And I think it just wouldn't be good to issue a permit under those circumstances. After it's all resolved, maybe. But right now, you could go to court on the 17th and be convicted for all we know. We just don't know.
Well, there'd have to be a trial.
It's the threatening
But before he comes back here, and I think Ms. Johnson would say that they wouldn't give him the permit downstairs anyway.
Right. That's another thing. But the status in the case, according to judicial, is a waiting plea.
Right, so it's a waiting plea.
Well, it's going to be a waiting plea until it gets
conditions
disposed of.
Right.
So I didn't even ask, but we have had comments. Are there more comments?
Yeah, but the concern is, you know, technically he's under indictment for a crime that is an automatic disqualifier.
Correct.
That's what I was just trying to read to see if it's an automatic disqual. I know it is federally. I don't know. I can't see that it is.
No,
I know that, but I mean being under an it's not specific as being under indictment.
Well, it's a pending charge.
Yeah, that's not a it's not it's not
it's
it is federally
11,
it is a federal disqualifier. I don't think if you're under indictment for a charge that would it is federal.
And that's probably why they won't give him a permit even if he's
correct. Yeah, Alex Captain Gione would bring that up.
Got
previously. That's what I was just reading the statute for.
That's interesting. I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. I had a crazy procedural thought.
Yes.
Under the circumstances, is it possible for him to withdraw his appeal at this point and then reapply after the final disposition is made of the
He can withdraw AR? At any time, and the issuing authority can issue at any time. But I'm taking it neither one wants to do that.
Just going, you know, just on my opinion, just going back to my feelings, the 2015 incident, the appellant, you know, had an alibi. It seemed like sort of a hard alibi. You know, he had an infraction in 14 for possession of minor amounts of marijuana. And previous to that, it was all, you know, minor motor vehicle incidents. absent the pending, charge, I would feel that the appellant may be suitable, but I'm just very uncomfortable, especially, the terms of the way the certain statutes are written, being under indictment for a violation that is an automatic disqualifier. That's my concern right now, to be honest with you. And that'll drive my vote. Mm-hmm. Nothing against, your character, but that's sort of what I would have to vote for. That's how I feel.
Is the key term in the statute indictment?
I believe federally.
It is under federal law.
Indictment.
Under federal law, yeah.
I don't know if he's been indicted. He's been arrested.
I think I'm just going by what I recall from. But the pending charge for the automatic disqualifier is what's.
Because the way I look at it is he's innocent until proven guilty. So he could come through without a conviction and then.
Yeah, I know. I just.
I feel like it's unfortunate that we're hearing this appeal today with the situation that the appellant is in.
No. That's how I feel.
No, right. It's not.
Well, it's been my position as board secretary, which thankfully is not much longer, as we sit here as chair, not to continue cases just because a criminal case is pending, because then there goes a backlog from 2 years to 20 years,
And we have no idea how long.
Right.
Maybe 6 months and maybe another year. We don't know.
Right. So that's been my position on that. Mm-hmm. Any other comments? Seeing none, we will start at, I don't know, Chief Rosen's wife.
Issue authority.
Ms. Johnson.
Issuing authority.
Colonel Overturf.
Issuing authority.
Colonel Lewis.
Issuing authority.
Attorney Cinetti.
Under the circumstances with the pending charge, issuing authority.
Dr. Conrad.
I have to say issuing authority at this time, but I want to add that I felt your presentation was incredible today, and I hope things go well for you with your court appearance, but because of all the technicalities that are involved, I'm going to have to vote issuing authority at this time.
Okay.
I didn't vote. It's not going to matter. My position, and I'm going to research what Colonel Overturf said a little bit more. My position is you're innocent until proven guilty. I think there's enough. Well, you gave a great presentation. There's a lot in the air, but if you're going through AR, unless you really get arrested again, you're going to get that charge dropped. So I'm going to vote for the appellant, but it doesn't matter, unfortunately. So 6-1 issuing authority. We don't really answer questions. I can tell you, you applied September.
He's more ready to apply.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, I'm not going to give advice. You can apply after 12 months from your last application.
Okay.
You are. But keep in mind what the board said here. Maybe wait for that case to be resolved.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.